Hello everyone. In this episode, we are going to have a small conversation with Ms. Ashwati, who is a BAMS student and classical dancer. BAMS stands for Bachelor of Ayurvedic Medicine and Surgery. So in this episode, we are going to learn a few details about BAMS course from Ashwati. Why wait then? Let's welcome Ashwati to our show. Hello, Ashwati. It's so nice to have you today in our show. Welcome to our show.
Hello, ma'am. It's my pleasure to be in your show and thank you so much for the invitation. Thank you.
Ashwati, many of my students are eager to watch your episode because they are so interested about Ayurveda course. Please introduce yourself. Introduce what you are studying and where you are from where and all.
Yes, ma'am. Myself, Ashwati, as you told, and I'm at present doing my BAMS in Atreya Ayurvedic Medical College, Bangalore. Right now, I'm in third year. So, yeah, that's about my educational state.
Yeah, you recently completed your second year in exams, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Recently completed.
Yes. Ashwati, why did you join this course, first of all? Like, what inspired you to take up this Ayurvedic medicine?
Inspiration in particular, I can't say this inspired me and that and all. The main reason why I opted Ayurveda was my mom, as I've told you before, when we were speaking. So, yeah, from my school days, it was my mother who was, taking Ayurvedic medicines and stuff. So I used to observe, the medicines she used to take and all. And then later, I just liked the system, the way it is. So it is a culture which is being followed by our, ancestors and all. So it is as we should take it up and take it forward. So yeah, you can take this as my inspiration.
So because it is a traditional medicine, you wanted to continue this. You want to take it forward for the next generations. That's why you took up this course. Mostly because of inspiration
generally,
your mother.
Mostly in general, I am a little, traditional person. I just like to be how they were back in old days. So, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting to know. Then, yes. Many of the students who are watching this show, they are studying either in their 11th standard or in 12th class. And they would be interested to know about the subjects of this course or any other details that you could share for us.
Yeah, actually, this BAMS course, it is composed of 5.5 years. So first year, you will have subjects like Padartha Vijnana, Anatomy, Kriya Sharira, Rachna. And Anatomy is nothing but Rachna and Kriya Sharira is nothing but Physiology. So in first year, we'll be studying both modern and Ayurvedic medicine. So this is about the first year. It'll be all basic, So, and then second year, it's about the drugs. So the drugs which we, administer to the patient. So we'll be studying about those drugs. The name of that subject is Dravya Guna and how the drug is formulated.
The subject, name of the subject is?
Dravya Guna.
Dravya Guna. Okay.
Yeah. And how the medicine is, prepared, its formulations, its proportion. For example, if you take a tonic, a simple tonic, you can find, the proposition, 5%, 10% and all. So we'll be studying about it in second year in the subject, which is known as Vaishajya Kalpana. And we'll be studying even about minerals also. Few minerals are used as medicine. For example, mercury is used as medicine. So I don't know whether you are aware of it. Yeah. So yeah, mercury in Ayurveda is known as Parada. So it's first you need to purify it and then later you can use it as a medicine also. So yeah. So you will study this in Rasa Shastra. So this together is known as Rasa Shastra and Vaishajya Kalpana. So it's one subject. And then we'll be studying about Samhitas also. So Charaka Samhita and all in second year. And Ashtanga Rudaya will be studying in first year. So in Ayurveda, we consider these acharyas acharyas are nothing like, you know, equal to gods, you can say, like for us, the Ayurvedic students. So there are Shushruta Acharya, Charaka Acharya, and Vagbhata. These three are known as the Brihat Trayis. Okay, so they three are like very important. So, yeah. So in the first year, it is Vagbhata's, Acharya Vagbhata's book, which we'll be studying, which is known as Ashtangarudhi. And second year, it is Charaka Samhita, written by, like, it is not exactly written by Acharya Charaka. Like, you know, later it is, eradicated and all these stuff. And in third year, we'll be studying about Charaka Samhita as well as Shushruta Samhita.
Oh, that is very nice. As you said,
in fourth year, you'll be studying about Shushruta Samhita. Sorry. In fourth year, the Shushruta Samhita. Yeah, in fourth year.
I heard about all these things in my Sanskrit subject. You know, in Sanskrit, they used to.
Yeah, Sanskrit is also there.
Oh, okay. As you were saying that Mercury. As you were saying that mercury is used for medicines and it should be purified. Mm-hmm. By purification, what do you mean by purification? It itself is element,
Let's
right?
See,
mercury,
mercury
itself is a pure element.
Yeah, mercury itself is a pure element. I do. No, it's not a pure one. It's an impure element. Like it's a mineral ore, like which you take it. It could be mined in a natural one, man-made or whatever it is. Of course, it will contain some impurities, right? So we have to pure it. Like, you know, purification is known as shodhana. So there are a few steps. Okay, so there are... Svedana and all these, you know, you need to do to purify it. So after that only, like, we can use it for a medicine. Then only it will be, you know, it can increase the potency of the medicine. So parada alone cannot be used, like along with it other, you know, medicinal drugs will also be used.
Okay, that means the mercury in its core form cannot be used directly. So that's why it should be purified and then mixed with other substance to be used as a medicine.
Yeah,
very interesting. As you were saying, okay, Charaka Samhita and one more word you said. What is that?
Is it Ashtanga Hridaya?
Yes, Ashtanga Hridaya. What is Ashtanga Hridaya?
Ashtanga Hridaya, it is a book, by Acharya Bhagavata. So, like, you know, it contains about, how to say, there are main three doshas in our body. It is known as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So, this book, it will be given in simpler form about the three doshas in our body. And there are Sapta Dhatus, like, you know, Rasa, Rakta, Mamsa. Rasa is nothing but the fluids, and Rakta is blood. Mamsa is, the muscle fat, Medha. And all these, you know, asti, majja, asti is nothing but bones and all. So, like, you know, the elements present in the body, the basic seven elements present in the body, and all Sapta Dhatus. So, it talks about all these, and yeah, it's a book written by Acharya Vagbhata. I told you, like, there are three Brihatrayis and all.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's one of the important books, so which is mandatory to learn.
Okay, that's very nice. Then after you complete this course, what are your future prospects in this career?
I'm still a budding Ayurvedic physician. I've not yet, blossomed into a complete one. So
yes.
As of now, I have no such, plans like what I will be doing. Like I may think something, but after completing my course, I may end up doing something else also. So as of now, I'm just living in the flow, in the present. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That always happens with students. We think we set out to do something, then we'll get new ideas in the middle and we end up with something else. That's true. But because you are in this field for a longer time, like more than 2 years, you have been studying this, then you might have interacted with your professors and with your seniors. Mm-hmm. So for my current student's sake, I'm asking that what might be the career opportunities we can expect after completing this BAMS course? Like, are there any government jobs for this, or do you usually get into private institutes like that?
There are government jobs. Like, see, like after you finish BAMS, you can open your own clinic also. So just after the BAMS course, like if you want to do, then you can even become a teacher also. Like it depends on like what you want to. Like after the course, you can do study further, and then you can do a specialization, and then you can like actually there are many ways to, you know, blossom as a physician, Ayurvedic physician. So yeah, there are actually a hell lot of opportunities out there for Ayurvedic students.
Okay, then do you have any idea about the postgraduate studies after BAMS?
Postgraduate studies, yeah, like as I've mentioned about few subjects now, you can do specialization in that. And then, you know, there are some exams conducted for these also, like national level exams. So you can appear and you need to clear it, and you can get jobs in big companies, like, I mean, in big hospitals, sorry, not companies. Big hospitals. So yeah, government jobs. Yeah, for government jobs also, I think there are a few exams. Not sure about it, which are those, but yeah, there are.
Okay, to get into hospitals even, you have to write some entrance examinations. That's what you're saying?
No. You asked about the government jobs, right?
Okay. For government jobs. For government, obviously, yeah. There will be screening tests for government jobs. Yes.
Yeah.
And recently, there is so much of news about this Global Ayush Investment and Innovation Summit. Our government of India has released the information regarding this summit, and our Prime Minister Modi, Mr. Modi, also has spoken about it. And according to Mr. Rajshekhar Kochi, secretary, he is the secretary in the Ministry of Ayush, he is saying that there is so much of scope for the Ayurvedic courses. Almost all the traditional medicine, Indian medicine courses, Ayush courses. So I'm sure definitely the students who have completed their BAMS course would have a bright future in this career field.
Yes, sure. Actually, you know, if you look into Ayurveda, we are actually living in Ayurveda every day. So actually, you know, I told, right, Ashtanga Hridaya, not only in Ashtanga Hridaya, even in Charaka Samhita, the acharyas have mentioned like what we are supposed to do from the time when we wake up till we sleep, you know. So it's all mentioned in that. And like first you need to wake up, and then, you know, like they have mentioned at what time you have to wake up also, Brahma Muhurta, at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, and then Ritu Charya, about the seasons. So yeah, even about the food also, they have mentioned ahara, like food is nothing but ahara and Ayurveda. So yeah, so like what to eat and what to eat in the morning, what not to eat in the night. So compatibility of two different, you know, food particles, food substances. So yeah, if it is incompatible, it is known as viruddha ahara, which is not good for health, food poisoning. And yeah, so there are many things. And, you know, like these days, there are many accidents, death and suicide and all, you know, like these rape and all these stuff. But in third year, there is a subject only, which is known as Agada Tantra, which deals completely
Agada
about
Tantra.
All these. Yeah, Agada Tantra, which completely deals about all these. So it's actually quite interesting to, you know, study about all these. It's actually nice.
And when you are speaking all this new terminology, which I'm not so aware of, and some are known things like Charaka Samhita. I heard about Charaka Samhita a lot in some of my seminars, I guess. Like, do you people have access to the Talapatra Grandas also? In Telugu, we say Talapatra Granda, Grandalu. I don't know, what do you say in Kannada language? Talapatras means in ancient days they used to write on leaves. Those are the Vedas, right? Our Vedas were written on the leaves, not on papers.
You cannot
actually
get it like how it was before, you know. Now it is all made into textbooks, like that's what we get. So yeah, like there have been many other authors and scholars who have read it and then again written. So, you know, it's just a revised version which we get.
Then moving to the next question, like, what is your most favorite thing in this course? Like, what is the thing that you really cherish, that I'm glad that I took this course and I get to do so and so things?
My most important thing in this course, I told, right, like I am living in Ayurveda only, like from the time I wake up, I do my activities and I sleep, you know. I've told about these three doshas, right, Vata, Pitta and Kapha. So see, the thing which I like the most is like whatever I do, I'm able to connect it with Ayurveda, like what I'm studying. So like I'll just give you a gist of a small incident. So like when, like from I think yesterday or something, I actually walked for about 2 kilometers just like that, just for fun, you know. It was like, fine, let me get into some diet and all, I need to reduce weight. So I just started doing some walking stubs and all. So I was just walking and then all of a sudden in my mind, it just flashed, okay, I'm walking a lot. Vata will become more. So I told, so like these three doshas have separate gunas. Okay, so it depends. Like if I do this, I know, okay, Vata will increase. Okay, if I do this, Pitta will increase, Kapha will increase. So, you know, I'm really able to connect it with my present life. And yeah, like actually I feel, I'm happy that I've opted it. So yeah, I am living in Ayurveda, so I'm happy.
Okay, so you are saying that you are intuitively knowing what is going on inside your body because you are studying about it and you are applying all those things that you are studying in your real life. So that's what you like about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's so much, you know, not only theoretical, practically also. It's not just you have to go to hospital, like see the patient and all. Of course, that is also very much important. But this, you know, like which you yourself are doing and you're able to, you know, diagnose your own self. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now that you have mentioned about this walking example. Yeah, because you mentioned this example. Now I'm really curious to know what this Vata, Pitta and Kapha are. In short, just explain us in short.
Vata, Pitta and Kapha, like there are, as I told you, the three doshas. It will be there in every person. Of course, it will be in you also. So, you know, like the prakriti of a person, prakriti means the nature of the person. We can decide with the help of these three doshas. Like, see, for example, my prakriti is Pitta Kaphaja prakriti. So my predominant prakriti is Pitta. Like, as I told, like there'll be gunas for, qualities for each doshas. So for example, Pitta dosha, if you take the guna of Pitta will be Ati Sveda. And then, you know, getting angry too much. Ati Sveda is nothing but too much sweating, getting angry too much, very fast. And also, actually, I'm a person who always keeps on sweating. So yeah, like by that you can, you know, assess your own self by looking at you also. Like if I come like in face to face or something, even I can assess a few things, like which prakriti you belong to. So like this is about Vata, Pitta and Kapha. And actually these three doshas are the reasons for a disease to be caused also, and they are the reason to maintain the equilibrium, you know, I mean the healthy state of the body as well.
So by doshas, by doshas, do you mean the state of being? Or see, in our language, in Telugu language, dosham means it is a fault. Okay, I always have this confusion. In Sanskrit, we studied there are three doshas in our body and all. So I don't understand, dosha is actually a fault or is it a state of being according to Ayurveda?
You see, the dosha, like if you take it in our respective own languages, whatever it is, of course, it will have different meanings. But here in Ayurveda, like dosha is, no, it is not a fault. It's not at all a fault. Like there are three main things, doshas, that is Vata, Pitta and Kapha. As I've told, you know, like they are very important. They can cause the disease. At the same time, they can keep a person in a healthy state as well. So it's our duty to keep them in equilibrium by having good food, doing good exercise and, you know, living a good life. Like it shouldn't be too much leisure also doing nothing. We should do something to be healthy and happy.
So it is like a state of being. It is a normal state of being. When it is balanced, we are healthy. When they are when there is a disturbance of that balance, people tend to fall sick.
Yeah.
Okay, then moving to the part of BAMS, which you don't like. What don't you like in your course?
Okay, this might sound
a little funny. Everyone will say that I like everything in my course and I love my job. That's true. But are there any challenging situations or anything you want to share?
See, as of now, like, I'm a student. So I'll just tell you, like, what is the thing which I don't like at present? Like, yeah, see, like, if you are, if you want to study Ayurveda, you have to learn shlokas. Okay, I am not scaring anyone here, but yeah, you have to learn shlokas. So it can be, you know, 2-line, 3-line, 4 lines or 5-line shlokas. If you have a Sanskrit background, yeah, well, then you are lucky enough. If not, I don't have Sanskrit background. So, and I'm not that fast also in grasping shlokas. I'm like, actually, yeah, very slow, I can say, in grasping shlokas. So yeah, so that is a thing which I don't like. But then, yeah, it's okay at the end, you know, like, once you get to know the meaning of the shloka, what it is, it starts becoming interesting to learn more and more shlokas. So I really can't say I don't like shlokas or something. Once I get to know the meaning or what it is in depth, of course, I fall in love with that also. So yeah, it's just a starting problem.
Yeah, I understand. Are you expected to write those shlokas in your exam?
Yeah, of course.
See, when I was talking to a student, Sindhumati Archana, she is a BSMS student. She told me that you have to compulsory have a Tamil as one of your subjects in your 12th class. If it is not there, you have to take up Tamil, extra course. I mean, what do we say? Extra paper while studying BSMS. Like that, do you also have that option? Like, you should take Sanskrit as an extra paper if you don't already have it in your 12th class?
No. See, like, Sanskrit, it's compulsory for everyone to study in first year. So after that, no, nothing. Nothing as such here.
Okay, that is fine then. So the only thing is, even if you don't have Sanskrit in your 12th standard, you are eligible to take the BMS course. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Ashwati. And one of my students particularly asked to know about the marks. Like, how many marks you got in your NEET entrance test such that you got a BAMS rank? I mean, BAMS seat. Or could you please tell us about the rank? Of course, it always changes, right? It changes from year to year.
Yeah. But actually, the year when I had joined, yeah, of course, I got my seat through NEET only. My mark was, yeah, it was 297 or something. Actually, it was my first attempt. In my first attempt only, I opted for Ayurveda. Actually, I was aiming for MBBS, but I didn't get it. So I got BDS, but I didn't want to do BDS. So, and then later on, when I started speaking with my mom and all, so she was like, okay, fine, take up Ayurveda. And then I just started, you know, as you asked me what inspired me, I think that was a time which, you know, made me, okay, fine, let me take Ayurveda. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. You would have spoken to your juniors even, like your next coming batches also. So what would you suggest for students who are studying 12th standard right now? Like, if they want to take a BMS course, they have to manage to get how many marks or which rank they should manage?
To be honest, I'm not aware of how much they are supposed to get, because the cutoff, you know, it changes each year. We really cannot predict how much will the mark be. So for your safer side, it will be good if you score, you know, around 400. So yeah, even if you can score even more, very well and good. But yeah, try your level best. So
that easy. So that's the good advice. And apart from that, do you want to give any suggestions to the students who are aspiring to take a BMS course?
Advice or suggestion? Like, you know, as I told, the only thing for you, whosoever a newcomer, non-Sanskrit background, if they come, no, like it will be like a starting problem. Like once you get into it, it will be nice. In the beginning only, you shouldn't, you know, feel like you have to learn so many shlokas. What is it? Everything in Sanskrit and all. Like, you know, if you start getting those bad vibes, it will be difficult for you to live afterwards in the upcoming years. So it in initial days, it might be difficult for you. But once you get into it, once you go deeper into it, you will really start enjoying and loving what you are doing. So yeah, that's...
yeah,
just
and
don't
one of
give
us...
up in the initial days.
Okay, and one student has taken BAMS course recently. He joined somewhere in Karnataka only, but somewhere nearby Madurai, I guess. And his main question was, ma'am, why BAMS course is not as famous as MBBS course? Okay, and I told him that that's because people obviously don't know much about it. That's one reason. And second reason is you can't go to a Ayurvedic doctor during emergency situation. That's what I told him. But he was saying that no, even Ayurvedic doctors also can take up emergency cases, especially if they take up any extra course after BAMS. So what do you want to say about it?
Yeah, there are extra courses after BAMS. BAMS, you can do it. And you, what he told is 100% true. I do agree with that. In few emergency cases, being patient is not good, you know, to in a slow process and all. You actually require quick medicine and quick response. So
yeah, why I brought up this thing about the student is that today only I got to know that there are some extra courses you can do after BAMS so that you can treat emergency cases also. And I want to know that if those courses are available in your college, is it your college is government college or a private one?
Mine is a private college.
Private college. Are there any such kind of courses in your college?
No, there are no such courses. Like, you know, my college doesn't have any as such course. Like, apart from this, I would just like to mention few things. Like, there are diploma courses also, like, you know, like after doing BAMS or while doing BAMS also, you can take up doing diploma courses, like which will add, you know, some value to your degree. So,
oh, this is a nice information. Yeah, please tell us about those courses. Like, for example,
like,
one or two courses.
One of my friend recently did a diploma course. So yeah, he did diploma in yoga. So and he finished also, like during the second year he did it. So yeah, you can do it. No, it will be for 6 months or 7 months, like the duration. You can just check it out. But the thing is, you should know under which university you're doing it. So there might be many fake ones. So you should be just clear, and yeah, those will add value to your degree. There are actually many things like that, not only yoga. Apart from that, you know, there's Panchakarma. Panchakarma is nothing but the main treatment, what we give. So in that also, there are diploma courses. If you want to, you can do it. So it's all, you know, it depends on the interest level.
Yes. And to add to this information, I want to tell to our audience also that when I was speaking to one homeopathic doctor, she was my friend, and she told me that after you complete your homeopathy course, which is BHMS, if you take up one more year extra course, then you can treat patients as a gynecologist. Government has given that opportunity to homeopathic doctors. So are there such opportunities for Ayurvedic doctors also? I know you are a student, you are a second year student. Yeah, so we have to find out from some other sources. But from the homeopathy doctor, it is confirmed that they can treat the gynecology cases also, provided they are given extra training in that. Just like you are saying, diploma courses are there. There might be some extra courses for them also.
Actually, you know, gynecology, there are, like I told you, know, you need to do specialization. So PhD you have to do. So like after finishing BMS, you can take specialization in whichever, you know, a particular topic you want to, or the field which you want to live with in the future. You can do specialization in that, and you can do, like, for example, in MBBS or 15, ma'am, you have to complete that course MBBS and then gynecology specialization you have to do. Similar way in this also it is there. So you have to do that, and then you can become a gynecologist.
Okay, again, coming back to you now, we have been talking a lot about the course. coming back to you, who is your inspiration in life, and especially do you have any particular inspiring person in BAMS or any Ayurvedic doctor?
Inspiration in my life, I don't know whom to say actually. Yeah, of course, no doubt, my mom. She is like, you know, whatever she does, I get inspired, like, you know. So of course, no, she is my inspiration forever, all the time. So apart from her, if you want me to tell, you know, like, I'm a kind of person who gets inspired from different people. Like, you know, I might like a few of quality from a particular person and I get inspired. So it's not just one, there are many. So yeah, I'm like that. So basically, I'm like this, you know, like inspired by many people, I think. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, this happens to me also. Like, we get inspired from so many people at different occasions. That's true. Quite
yeah.
True.
So yeah, that's about my life, inspiration in my life. But yeah, and in Ayurveda, inspiration as of now,
role
I can
models.
Just tell. I didn't get you.
Any role models you have in Ayurvedic field?
Role models. I actually, like, I can say name few of my teachers, like, who, like, you know, I just feel like, okay, I have to be like them, like, in future or something. So yeah, something like that. Like, in particular, yeah, no one.
Okay, fine. Then I know that you are a classical dancer too. And I'm so amazed to know that, you practiced classical dance for so many years. And I really wanted to know about it. Like, do you think your practice of classical dance for these many years have helped you any way or added to your success to be a doctor?
I am a classical dancer. Like, I started dancing from first standard, actually. So, and I'm still dancing now. So, like, you know, classical dance, it's like, you know, it just makes my mind free, calm. I might be having a hell lot of other things also, but this will help me, you know, to just relax and all. So yeah, I just like it so much.
Yes, I'm always curious, and I always ask people about their hobbies, you know, like, in what way your hobbies are really inspiring you to take up greater, like, higher peaks in your career and all. So that's why I was asking you about classical dance.
The reason why I go to classes is, like, of course, we'll be having a hell lot of things, you know, like school, like during my school days, you know, I have to study this, that, and of course in college also I need to. So, you know, it's a thing which makes me relax and, you know, just calm, peaceful. You know, if I go there, there's no need to think about study, nothing. I have to just think, okay, I have to do this. Okay, next step, I have to do this tala, that step. So yeah, I'll be completely into that. You know, I just love dancing. It's not only classical dancing. Like I told him, I do all sort of dance, whatever comes, like, you know, freestyle, whatever, folk. So it just, you know, depends on my mood. It's like, it makes me happy when I dance, you know, just automatic happiness.
Yeah, and happy brain is active brain. We can learn many things when we are happy, right?
True.
Then one more tip, like, for one of my students. Usually, when you join newly to the medical courses, we struggle a lot regarding human anatomy, right?
How do you
cope up with that subject? Like, do you have any secrets in learning that subject?
No, never. Of course not. Actually, I had wonderful teachers for anatomy. So yeah, all thanks to them. Actually, it was Dr. Padma ma'am. So, like, I just love that teacher, you know. So that ma'am used to make us study. Like, ma'am made each one of us study. You know, like, she's the reason for many of us who cleared anatomy in first year, I think. So yeah, like, anatomy, of course, it is difficult, but then, you know, it's actually nice. Like, it's nice to learn about your body, you know, like, what's there inside. And yeah, it is interesting. I do agree.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
And did you follow any mnemonics to memorize things? Like, see, the problem with mnemonics is that First of all, they help us to memorize a list of things. Then later we have to memorize these mnemonics, right? That gets confusing during exam time. So what do you say about
it? I had mnemonics. Please don't ask now. I don't remember anything.
No. I'm just asking your opinion about mnemonics. Did you ever use them for studying an academic?
I had used mnemonics like while studying
anatomy, right?
Yeah.
So recently I'm studying a few articles about Ayurveda so that I can ask you so many questions regarding that. And I came across this Global Ayush Investment and Innovation Summit recently. And then I'm also thinking a lot about entrepreneurship in Ayurveda, like some of the botany lecturers. Yes. Some
internship.
Lecturers, not internship, entrepreneurship. Like you can start your own business after studying Ayurveda. This I came to know after I learned that one of our botany lecturers stopped working as a lecturer and she started her own business by using medicinal plants. And she's very successful. Okay. She's quite successful. So I think this Ayurvedic course has a huge scope, not only just as a doctor. Through that you can serve people for sure, and you can also start your own business. That's what I'm thinking after reading these many articles and seeing some real life examples. And I'm sure that you are going to become a great doctor. And as your inspiration, like you wanted to take that traditional medicine to the next generations, and I wish you good luck for that, to continue that traditional medicine to the next generations. And I wish you all the best for your studies and for your future also. And after becoming so famous doctor, we have to do one more episode like this, which should be inspiring to everyone. Thank you so much, Ashwati. I know that you have so much of work. You have college work and you might be having so much of other like regular work also. In spite of that, you have given us time. And I'm sure that your answers will definitely help our current students to know more about the BAMS course. Thank you so much. And please thank your mom also. Convey my own best regards to your parents also for supporting
you
appear in my show.
Actually,
thank you so much.
Hope I've delivered whatever I want to properly. So if there's any mistake, I'm so sorry about it. But
not at all. It is so helpful. Yes, all the information is so helpful.
Hope it is helpful. I just want it to be helpful. That's it.
Yeah, it is. It is really helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And if at all any of our listeners want to connect to you, please give us any way of like connecting to you if at all you are interested.
Yeah, they can. I have no issues. They can.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you find this episode informative and helpful. If you know anyone who is interested in Ayush medical courses, please share this episode with them. I thank Ashwati once again for giving us such useful information. And I thank you all for listening to this episode. Meet you all again soon. Till then, stay safe, stay happy.